Well, good evening. This episode, I would like to discuss the mental demonic illness in the Black community. Now, what I have noticed is a very, very large society of Black men in particular here in America who are extending a very high rate of Black-on-Black crime. They are killing their mothers, their fathers, their whole families, their grandparents, themselves, their children, their girlfriends, their spouses. They're killing other Black men. The reason I'm bringing this up is because there is a very, very large society here in America of Black men who appear to be very delusional and they operate in victimhood and defeatism. They feel that the white society has and is currently doing everything possible to prevent them from catapulting in this life. I've heard anything from welfare took men out the home, feminism took men out the home, women just up and kicked men out the home. I hear men very angry, strong vitriol in their voices about women moving on, going to college, opening businesses, being the number one college educated people in America, the fastest growing business owners in America, on the track to becoming the fastest growing number of millionaires in America. Excuse me. All the while, you hear men say they long for the 40s and 50s, not comprehending the 40s and 50s were not so great for the Black community. But back then, women, all women, didn't have equality. No choices. Women were oppressed. So men, just by default of being born male, gave them the upper hand in the arena. So there was no requirements other than work and be a man. But since men in the black community have just collectively failed in this patriarchal system? Have you guys had setbacks? Of course. But all of your winnings doesn't necessarily come from the law. They can come from within a male group who puts down codes of conduct. That right there would change the color of the black community. But since women have seen history turn into current day event, where anytime we give black men the opportunity to lead, they sell out. So the community doesn't go any far, but the person who sells out the community will always be financially stable and hailed as a hero or a great person. A lot of regular men in the home then and now abandon their families and their children. When you abandon a woman and your children, you're taking that part of the finances out the home. Stress on the mother, which in turn can really turn into mental illness. Children unfathered. Mother left to struggle. Every decision, every problem, she has to figure it out. Because just like in the 1920s and 30s, history repeats itself. Today, women are doing the same things, except we perfected how we do it. Now, we're no longer oppressed. Now, we can move around, make decisions, be independent, get our own jobs, have bank accounts, go to college, open businesses. No longer dependent and oppressed. So now what I've noticed is mental demonic illness is that this large society of black men are operating on victimhood and defeatism. And because of that, you will vibrate at the lowest possible level. And when you vibrate at the lowest possible level, you are open to all kind of demonic spirits, because you wake up, live, speak, think victimhood. And men are so angry with women because women figured out we don't need you and you are disposable. When we needed you, 8 out of 10 times you didn't show up. And then that showed us not only did we have to do it on our own, but we could. All this vitriol anger that you guys have toward, well, that these black men have toward black women, you brought it on yourself. Look what you're doing right now. women are slowly but surely walking away, turning our backs, because we don't see any mental, emotional, financial, spiritual gain on you guys' behalf, black men, in this society. So when you vibrate on the lowest possible level, and you refuse to level up, and you walk around with vitriol, no accountability, no responsibility, want to put every single solitary patriarchal thing in the women's lap. You don't want to work on your character. They're not going to do that. Because when a woman has her own and she doesn't need you, now you have to open doors, be respectful, be entertaining. Now you have to be kind. Now you can't down talk her, put her down. She does not have to compromise, submit, because she's an independent woman. Had men stayed on code, things would have been different. But when you have a very large society of men not wanting to level up, not wanting to graduate from high school, not wanting to enter college, not wanting to enter trade school, not wanting to start a business, not wanting to build anything, not wanting to be responsible or accountable, what do you think is going to happen? Women are going to begin to really not pay any attention. And because this is what's happening, it's a changing of the tides. These men are operating in victimhood. They're not willing to level up. So they're vibrating on the lowest level. They're being open to all kind of wicked demonic spirits. Obviously, all this isn't just regular mental illness. No, let's be honest. Some of this is demonic mental illness. Because a lot of these black men choose to operate on the lowest possible level, leaving themselves open to all kind of different wicked entities. And in return, we see an uptick of murders, robberies, carjackings in the black male community. And it's only going to get worse because they refuse to level up. They refuse to change their character, be nice, be kind, listen, pay attention, take advice, be responsible, give, be grateful, be appreciative, be thankful, be spiritual, take a bath. Look how you look, black men. Not all of you. You know the ones I'm talking about, that large society with the music up loud, rims on, pants hanging down, fingernail polish on. Most of these men in this society that I'm speaking of don't even have bass in their voice. That's how defeated they are. So you have this group of defeated men walking around, vibrating at the lowest possible level, allowing all kind of entities to enter them, and in return, by them being in physical form, once these entities, these negative demonic entities enter them, then we see them killing each other, them killing themselves, them killing their families, them killing their children, them killing their spouses and girlfriends. It's an uptick. It's only going to get worse because they refuse to level up on any level. So as long as you have this large society of black men just waddling around proudly all day, every day, and victimhood vibrating on the lowest possible level, they're never going to get better. It's only going to get worse. So everybody is not going to have a choice but to separate, because who wants to be around? When you look at all these articles, people are getting shot in the cars. What, a month ago you had this man in Walmart, broad daylight, customers abound, and he's trying to rape a girl on the floor in the aisle in front of people. Then you had another guy beating the heck out of an Asian woman. These attacks are non-provoked by the victims. These are demonic forces, demonic spirits that have entered these physical beings, because these physical beings is walking around waddling proudly in victimhood, vibrating on the lowest possible level, i.e. putting all of society in danger. Everyone's in danger. You can't talk to them. They get to howling and screaming and frothing at the mouth. You can't explain anything to them. They have low comprehension skills. You can't do much with them because they're remedial and they refuse to self-correct. I mean, the longer you just let yourself go, the dumber you're going to get. So you have a large society of black men in America operating on a low vibration, and they're letting all these demonic entities into their physical bodies, and in return, these entities are using these physical bodies to attack people. And they feel left behind. They feel left behind by the world, but yet they refuse to level up. They feel left behind by their women, because let's face it, if you're making $250,000 a year, you're not going to want to date a man making $45,000. If he wants a $200,000 a year woman, he know he has to level up. But instead of leveling up, they'll get frustrated and volatile with the woman because she doesn't want to date him. As if he doesn't understand he is the problem. Not the woman who worked hard to get where she is, but the one who hasn't worked as hard. They want things that's not obtainable, and then when they don't obtain it, the demonic behavior comes out. I.e., the girl in New York getting off of work, going to the store to buy some wine. When she declined the guy's offer, what did they do? Waited for this woman to buy her wine, come outside, and three men jumped this woman and tried to bite her eye out, all because she declined the offer for them to buy wine. The one guy beat the girl to death with the skateboard because she didn't want to give him her number. We have over-emotional, crazed, demonic black men running around that no one can do anything with because they're demonic. And everybody thinks, oh, they're crazy. No, they're demonic. You have your regular mental illness. Mental illness has been around, and black people have had it for centuries. And we've never performed this way. This is not your regular, everyday, diagnosed mental illness. No, this is some spiritual mental illness that we're not thinking of, because I don't know. But this is what's going on. It's a spiritual warfare. These low vibrational men are letting these spirits into the world.
They're coming in through them. Oh, excuse me. Pardon me. They're coming in through them. The black men are the vessel. Because they're the ones that's vibrating in victimhood 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, just in case you've missed it. No accountability, no responsibility. And by the way, everything in the black community is the black woman's fault. So long as you're operating that low, nothing good is going to come out of it. So these black men are allowing, you know, these entities just to enter them because they're so far low spiritually and mentally and emotionally. I mean, they're deprived. They're reprobate. I mean, look what's going on. Look. There is no, we say, go get some help. Go get some counseling. There's trauma in the black community. There are black men who could benefit from counseling. There are black men, counseling is not going to work because that's not the issue. By the time he hits counseling, he's never going to get to counseling because the entity is taking over. You have to get to counseling before the entity takes over. So these men are out here, and we're just assuming they're just regular crazy. No, these are entities out here killing babies, beating on Asian women for no reason, hitting black women in the back of the head and killing them with skateboards because she doesn't want to give you the phone number. Three men jumping a woman trying to bite her eye out. This is not normal mental illness, people. This is demonic mental illness. These are demonic spirits in these people unleashed unto us in this spiritual war that we're in, and it's only going to get worse. So what do? If you're a spiritual person, you know what to do. If you're not a spiritual person, then I just say, you know, do what you think is best. But only thing I'm saying is, in the black community, you know, this may be a topic people may want to think about, because a lot of this going on, even some of the women that are abusing the children, like some of these stories that are coming out about the black women abusing the children, some of these things that's going on, yes, it's mental illness. Some of these things these women are doing, no, baby, these are demonic spirits. They're vibrating on such a low vibration, they're leaving themselves open as a portal for the entities to come in, and then they're walking around here physically causing harm to innocent people. So do we have mental illness? Should that be something that we should address? Yes. Is there another form of mental illness that no one has thought about that is amongst us right now as I'm speaking? Yes, it's called, a mental demonic disorder where you're vibrating on such a low vibration that you're able to be overcome spiritually by a negative entity. And once that entity takes over, it's going to perform entity things. It's going to be, you know, it's an evil entity. It's going to go out here and cause havoc. And I'm only speaking on the black community because I'm black. And I'm noticing what's going on in my community. And I'm noticing it's becoming a problem. And I'm noticing that black men really do refuse to self-correct. It is so much easier for them to vibrate on a low vibration and have vitriol for women rather than level up and do what needs to be done. It's easier to sit back and not take accountability and responsibility and blame women. And when you blame us, in some kind of way, we work it out, that makes them more angry too. So we have a group of demonic men who just wants death upon black women. And it's been said so many times over and over and over and over, you hear it in your sleep. They hate black women. A lot of them are anti-black children. They hate black children. We're in a different time. We're in a different time zone. We are in a different age. We're in the age of Aquarius. Age of Aquarius, exposure, knowledge. And these entities are now being exposed, and we are now having the knowledge that all mental illness isn't, you know, what we classify as mental illness. There is other forces at work here, people, and I'm going to make a follow-up video, maybe a little bit more detailed on this. I have to give it more thought, but I'm pretty spiritual. I feel pretty protected spiritually. I've been kind of figured this out spiritually. I don't know what we were supposed to do. You know, I think this may be an individual decision on how you choose to protect yourself from this. Because the more you look at it, I don't care what your opinion is. You don't even have to believe what I'm saying. But, yeah, we're in a different time. We're in a different spiritual time. We're in a different spiritual time zone. We're in a different age. And anytime you're carrying for 9 months, birthing and raising a male, black male in America, you know, regular black people, FBA, and it grows up to say, I hate black women. Black children and black women need to be dead. That's not regular mental illness. That's a demonic spirit in a human form. Because black women are who? Who are we? Everyone knows who black women are. We are. We are the I am. I am. Black women are the I am. So who would you send after the I am? The one who produces life, carries life, nurtures that life for 9 months, protects that life for 9 months, births through the life, the portal of life, into existence. What better person to attack the mothers, the I am of the earth, than the ones that you birth? You know what I'm saying? Okay, you know. And don't get me wrong, Satan, no matter how you cut it, has his orders too. He can only do what the Most High gives him permission to do, ladies, black ladies, okay? So, when you look at it, since everyone likes to say devil and Satan, let's be realistic, they get their orders from the Most High. So if things are going on in our community and black women and children are getting killed at a high rate than black women, we must ask ourselves, what did we do in the past? Who are we? What did we do? Is this something that we're currently doing that we shouldn't do that would save us from getting murdered? Or is this something that we've done in the past and this is a spiritual karmic debt that we're now paying now? But there's something going on. This is all spiritual. So, this is deep. But anyway, everyone have a good evening.